This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Want to feel better? Give. Finally, a cure for COVID-19 pandemic depression. I can't believe that the president hasn't been screaming the news at the top of his compromised lungs now. If you want to feel good, just give. It works for either a political candidate or a charity. If you want a suggestion of a charity, call me sometime. This isn't just me saying this. No, indeed. The National Bureau of Economic Research published a paper report in the Wall Street Journal finding that the impetus for both charitable giving and donations to your favorite candidates is roughly the same. Desire for the positive feeling that comes from doing something good. This may also explain why Biden is leading the fundraising efforts for this political cycle over Trump. Donating to Trump is such a negative impulse that it just doesn't feel good. There's the downside, of course, the 2 feet on each other, literally. Giving to a charity can substitute for giving to a campaign and vice versa because they satisfy the same psychological needs. The authors of the study tested this phenomena after a fashion by looking at contributions made to the American Red Cross versus data from the Federal Election Commission that monitors political donations. They looked at a 6-week period. They knew, which I didn't, that contributions to the American Red Cross spike after a foreign disaster. I find that strange because I would have hoped that donations would have surged where the disaster happened to relieve the misery rather than here on the home front, but that's a question we need to examine another day. Anyway, the professors found that the American Red Cross tends to receive about a 27% increase in the amount of donations. The data from the FEC indicated that in the same period, they saw political donations decline by about 3.75%. They claim that could translate into a loss for big-time politicians in their campaigns of about $500 million, $562 million. On the other side of the giving spectrum, they found that when viewers saw more television ads, they increased giving by 9.2% compared to a neighboring county that saw fewer ads and decreased charitable giving by 0.7%. Interestingly, the University of Pennsylvania Wharton Business School researchers found that these contributions didn't change expenditures on basic household items or even lottery tickets. I actually found that interesting as well. One of the common lines in membership dues wraps compares the minimal level of dues to the price of cigarettes or beer or a latte. This research would seem to suggest that's an unreal comparison. The real one might be a comparison to some other donation that the individual might make to club, church, or candidate. Like voting, the important thing is giving. Doing right and doing good will make you feel better, and in fact, it makes everything better in the long run. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.